We see them. So now we have Valentina Prilepina. Yeah, the floor is yours.
Okay. thank you. my research interests mainly lie at the heart of quantum field theory, and in particular in the conformal field theory approach to exploring the vast landscape of theories. And through my work, I seek to shed light on strongly coupled quantum field theories by exploiting the conformal bootstrap approach to conformal field theory. And conformal field theories are a very interesting class of theories. For a long time, these fascinating theories have been known to describe the physics of scale invariant critical points. In particular, they are known to describe continuous phase transitions in condensed matter and statistical physics systems, while at the same time, they represent fixed points of normalization group flows. As such, these theories provide a very strong, powerful handle on the universal structure of the landscape of quantum field theories. Simultaneously, they shed light on quantum gravity through the ADS-CFT correspondence and holography, and provide concrete implementations of string theory models and allow us to probe concrete black hole models. And in recent years, tremendous progress has been made in this area, largely owing to the conformal bootstrap program, which is a program that seeks to systematically apply conformal symmetry, crossing symmetry, as well as unitarity or reflection positivity to map out and solve the space of allowed conformal field theories, as is shown in this famous plot, which depicts the upper bound on a particular scaling dimension as a function of another scaling dimension in 3D conformal field theories. And this kink is the famous 3D Ising model. And the ultimate dream of this program is to classify and solve the entire landscape of conformal field theories and predict their observables. And as such, conformal field theories can represent special places in the landscape, and are signposts, can be seen as signposts in the landscape of general quantum field theories. Recently, I've been interested mainly in the higher point conformal. My research has been mainly in two directions: the higher point conformal bootstrap and the general 4-point conformal bootstrap. On the higher point side, I've become interested in looking in this in the direction of the multi-point bootstrap. Because so far, most results have been extracted by considering four-point functions, and in particular, explicit expressions or recursion relations to conformal blocks appearing in four-point functions exist, and there's also a rich variety of techniques for handling four-point blocks in arbitrary representations. And in my present work, what I seek to do is to identify a simple and practical approach to computing five-point and higher-point blocks, and thus to improve and extend our current understanding of five-point and, in general, multi-point blocks by obtaining a set of simple recursion relations that would allow us to explicitly retrieve those blocks. For example, one can consider the scalar five-point function and compute the conformal block for arbitrary symmetric traces tensor exchange in the 1, 2, and 4, 5 OPEs. And our results and the results in my ongoing work on 6-point and higher point blocks may be seen as a natural generalization of recursion relations for 4-point blocks originally obtained by Dolan and Osborne. And this method mainly relies on the so-called weight-shifting operator formalism, which is a formalism that introduces a large class of conformally covariant differential operators. And such operators may be used to relate correlation functions in different representations of operators in different representations of a conformal group. And the chief advantage of this method is that it enables one to determine both C blocks as well as more general blocks, and hence allows for an efficient derivation of recursion relations for these blocks. So the general strategy of this work involves acting with specific combinations of weight shifting operators on a given block, and then applying some inherent properties of this formalism, namely the two and three point crossing relations as needed, and with the aim of re-expressing the original block in terms of linear combinations of lower spin blocks with shifted external and potentially exchange dimensions. My other direction that I'm currently exploring is the idea of the four-point conformal bootstrap in the so-called embedding space OPE formalism that was originally introduced by Fortan and Skiba. And the goal of this line of work is to develop a general and efficient approach to the four-point conformal bootstrap. An interesting feature and a great advantage, powerful advantage of this formalism is that it uses a special uplift from position space to the embedding space, which allows one to treat fermions and bosons on an equal footing, such that from the perspective of the Dinton indices that describe these different representations, everything looks essentially the same. So the approach allows one to treat non-trivial operators democratically for arbitrary representations of the Lorentz group, enabling a universal treatment of non-trivial operators. And the goal of this analysis is to then implement the conformal bootstrap program, which is what I'm currently working on with Jean-François Fortin, which is Skiba and Wei-Ji Ma, to implement the conformal bootstrap program for four-point functions of four energy momentum tensors. And also, it is of interest to consider the four-point function of four conserved currents. And the idea involves constructing a general and efficient algorithm that, in the end, outputs the conformal blocks for all non-trivial irreducible representations, and that also allows us to effortlessly derive the corresponding system of bootstrap equations for a given case. So, in conclusion, what I'm interested in currently is implementing the general four-point conformal bootstrap for general non-trivial representations, and in particular for four-point functions of four energy momentum tensors, and also developing the multi-point conformal bootstrap, which is currently still in its incipient stages. And I'll be very happy to discuss these ideas with anyone here and to potentially start some new collaborations in these and related directions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any question? Yes.
So that's the question from an outsider. But my impression was, though, that like all OPE information is encoded in four-point functions. So what additional leverage do you expect to get in five-point functions?
Five-point functions offer another way of packaging the same information. And also, there's an additional advantage of So for four-point functions, it is sufficient to consider, for example, the analysis of four energy momentum tensors and all of their non-trivial exchange reducible representations. But in the case of five and higher-point functions, if one in principle can encode the bootstrap in multiple channels in some general way, it is possible to just get away with considering purely scalar external operators, which is nice. And also, as I mentioned, they offer a different way of packaging the same information, which hence give better access to different physical regimes of a given conformal field theory, and also allow us to look at, for example, some elusive functions like the heavy light, heavy, for example, correlators that weren't able to access easily from the four point point of view. And also they allow us to extract certain OPE coefficients that would not have been, that were not accessible through the four-point analysis. For example,
so
in the 3D Eisen model.
So they were not accessible because of what? So you say they were not accessible from four-point functions. So what's the reason there?
Mainly because the corresponding conformal blocks were not easily computable, and the five-point, as I mentioned, the five-point blocks. In the case of the five-point blocks, it may be sufficient, for example, to consider purely symmetric traces that change for certain cases and with purely external operators.
I see. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Can I ask? So you described mostly kinematics of fixing the blocks. Did you think about dynamics, about how to use these higher point functions for implementing some bootstrap and trying to impose positivity? It seems harder to do it. Did you think about it?
From the higher point function point of view, yes.
Yes. Model plot you showed, for example.
Yes, yes. I've been, there's some ongoing work with David Poland and Peter Tadic that involves looking at the five-point conformal bootstrap. So in particular, what we're doing is analyzing the 3D Eisen model from in the context of five-point functions. So we're using some truncation methods to extract some information about those the unknown coefficients, for example, in a 3D Eisen model, also free field theories. We're currently trying to implement the 5-point bootstrap directly.
That sounds very interesting. I look forward to knowing more.